Page 106. Exercises C and D. Student Podcast. Oceans of Plastic.
Hello again. Welcome to my weekly show. I'm Martin Noda. If you listened last week, you learned about the islands of trash in our oceans. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the biggest of these islands, is in the Pacific Ocean. It's between Japan, Hawaii, and California. It's larger than France. It's unbelievable, and for some reason, we continue to add more trash to it every day. Today, I'm going to talk about the worst type of trash in the ocean. Plastic. Plastic is especially bad because it takes so long to disappear. This is the stuff almost everything is made of nowadays. Drink bottles, cups, plates, forks and spoons, toys, and lots of other things from phones to furniture. Why do we create so much with plastic? Is it a good thing? Well, let me give you my thoughts on that. First, for the "Did you know?" part of the show, here are some facts about plastic.
Did you know
that we made more plastic in the last 10 years than in all of the 1900s? That 50% of all the plastic we use is for one-time use? In other words, we throw away half of the plastic we use after only using it once. That the average American throws away 185 pounds of plastic a year? That Americans throw away 35 billion plastic water bottles every year? That people worldwide use more than 1 million plastic bags each minute? Sounds crazy, right? Well, it is! And what does it mean? According to one study in Australia, over 90% of the world's seabirds have eaten plastic. Research shows that 1 million seabirds and around 100,000 other sea animals die each year because of plastic trash. Many of these animals believe the plastic is food, so they eat it. Humans, of course, eat a lot of seafood, so we are eating the plastic too. We are hurting and killing animals. We are hurting and possibly even killing ourselves. So what are we going to do about it? Many people are trying to find a way to clean the ocean, and that's great, but it's not easy. The problem is getting worse every year. We can't undo the past, but we can change our habits for the future. The time to reduce the plastic we use is now. So, what are you going to do about it? Now, here are some easy tips to follow. Until next week, stay clean and go green!